I got the Bengals winning the division at 12-5, but I also have the Ravens at 12-5. I think Lamar is going to do great things. This is some of the best offensive weapons he's had in a while.
You're listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Todd and his three sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon.
Welcome back to all of our listeners, all of our friends, family, and our foes to the Fox Den Sports Podcast, along with my sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. I am Todd Fox. And together we make up the Fox Den Sports Podcast, and we also have back for episode 86 Diego Zavarce, the Dallas Cowboy insider, the Dallas Cowboy lover, the Dak fan club president of this podcast, next to Garrett, the vice president. Welcome back, everybody. And this podcast is going to be dropped on Thursday, so everybody will be able to see. We're going over, we just went over an 85. We went over the NFC records and what we thought was going to happen. Now we're going to go to the AFC. So that'll be fun. And also, I would like to mention, make sure everybody realizes this is Gannon's last podcast, probably until December time frame, because he'll be in Europe. Not sure if we'll be able to figure out a way if he could get on. Probably not. It'd be like a 1% chance, if that. But you never know. Never say never. Again, we'll be out for a little bit. He'll be flying out by the time this podcast drops. Gannon will be in. Where will you be, Gannon?
Iceland.
So he'll be in Iceland. So that'll be fun. Here we go. Who is number 86? Who do you think of? 86. When you think of that jersey number.
I would love to go first here and say Hines Ward, wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I remember him, you know, during those Ben Roethlisberger, you know, Troy Polamalu days when they were killing it out there. So I'm going to go with Hines Ward.
The third most popular person in history to be born on March 8th, I'll have you know.
He was also the guy, too, that was running back the kickoff for a touchdown when that one stadium exploded.
Oh, yeah.
He was also Gary's honorable mention on the Steelers' Mount Rushmore.
Kellen, your birthday's March 8th?
Yeah.
And March 16th. That's cool.
What's amazing is I have Hines Ward's phone number, but that's okay.
I had Hines Ward, too. He was the only 86 that I even recognized, to be honest.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and go next. Also, yeah, same thing as again, not a whole lot of super recognizable names, so I'll go with one name that's recognizable, and that's Stanley Morgan. Not necessarily recognizable for the NFL player, but the financial advisor commercials I always see. So, Stanley Morgan, number 86 for the New England Patriots. He did have a good career, though, you know, based on what I'm seeing. Four-time Pro Bowl in his career, had almost 11,000 reception yards, so.
Well, you know, since Diego went ahead and hopped in front of me and stole my twin, I guess I'm going to have to just go with somebody. You know, he had a solid little bit. He was fun to grab in fantasy for a few years. Zach Ertz, 86, first time in Philadelphia as well as Arizona.
Fantastic pick. But number 86 belongs to Butch Johnson, Dallas Cowboy wide receiver. The biggest catch he ever made was in the Super Bowl against the Denver Broncos. They won 27-10. I know the kids have seen that because we've looked at it before. He's the guy that Staubach goes back and throws this pass. It's in New Orleans, and he dives into the end zone, catches it, rolls over, and the ball comes out, and the refs are still saying touchdown. It would not be a touchdown in today's NFL, but that was Butch Johnson. And he had this little, like, when he would do, like, these shootings, like, whenever he scored a touchdown. It was pretty cool. Butch Johnson, 86. That's who I will always remember. One of my favorite wide receivers for the Dallas Cowboys back in the late 70s, early 80s. But that's it. All right, let's get into it. I know we're going to go basically in the same order that we did. We're going to go the AFC West, then the South, and the North, and the East. So, Garrett, we're going to go in the same order as we did on the first time around as well. Go, take it away, Garrett. Who's gonna win?
Yeah, I got the Kansas City Chiefs winning the division at 12-5. That's honestly after a pretty slow start. They have a pretty difficult first half of their schedule, but back half definitely gets a lot easier. Second place, I got a tie between the Raiders and the Broncos at both 8-9. I think both teams are improved, mainly, you know, Raiders at the quarterback position, Denver at the head coach position. I think they have good squads. It's just not anything to do anything crazy kind of run. Then I have the Chargers losing the division at 7-10. Don't think we're going to see any change there. That's nothing super exciting about him. I know they got a good, exciting young quarterback, but until he's able to, you know, win some of those games that he's got to win, I can't even give him one really during the regular season. So,
well, I also had Kansas City winning the division 13-4. Then I had the Chargers at 11-6 coming in second place. And then Las Vegas and Denver tying at 6-11 at the bottom.
Well, I'm going to tag along with you guys. I think the Chiefs are going to win at 11-6. I agree with Gary. Honestly, they have a pretty tough schedule, I feel like. I think they're going to struggle at the beginning. I think they might be below 500 in the first four or five games, honestly. But I have them at 11-6. I do believe in the Chargers. I think even though I didn't like Kellen Moore as a offensive coordinator for the Cowboys, I think he'll be good for the Chargers. So I think they'll go 10-7. I think the Broncos will be 9-8. And then the Raiders come in last at 5-12.
I've got the Chiefs winning the division. Pains me to say. It's hard for me to pick them losing games. I had them at 15-2. I think Mahomes is solid in the regular season. I hate him with every ounce of my being, but it's hard to pick him to lose games. I've got the Broncos and the Chargers tied at 10-7. I think Sean Payton makes a difference on the Broncos. Kellen Moore makes a difference on the Chargers. And I got the Raiders at 8-9, a respectable 8-9, but somebody's got to lose the division, and it will be the Raiders.
I have the Kansas City Chiefs at 13-4, still the best team in that division. I didn't make the same mistake as last year. I picked the Chargers to win that division. Unbelievable. What a nut job that was. I have the Chargers going 9-8. I have Brandon Staley. He'll be fired at the end of this year. The Chargers are the Dallas Cowboys of the AFC. A lot of good weapons. Not as many. Dallas has way more better weapons than the Chargers do. I think Herbert's a really, really good quarterback. I just don't think he's got the supporting cast around him. Is Austin Eckler, is he back or is he still hold out?
Yeah, he's back. And also I'll say, I don't know why people are still saying he doesn't have a supporting cast. Like, he's got one of the best receiving cores in the NFL. Herbert.
Now he's got Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, but I mean, Keenan Allen's like,
they got Quentin Johnson, first round draft pick, and they have Gerald Everett tight end, who's one of the most versatile tight ends in the NFL. One of the best young tackles at left tackle in the NFL as well.
Has Quentin Johnson played yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, so you don't know. You're just
he's going to be a good third option. I can say that.
You don't know, though. You don't know. You're just thinking that.
I will say Mike Williams and Keenan Allen live injured. So
yeah, I agree 100%. That's my point. But I don't think he's got a great defense on the other side. I know they got the other Bosa, the goofy looking Bosa. And he's got Kenneth Murray, but I think Brandon Staley's the biggest issue on that team.
Even though I had them at 7-10, they also have one of the better defenses. They got Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, Derwin James, Asante Samuel Jr., and another corner.
Khalil Mack's about 47 years old. I agree. Older. Back in the day, he used to be, but I just don't think they're as good as they used to be for sure.
And our Oklahoma boy.
I have Denver. I have Denver Broncos at 8-9. I think Sean Payton's going to make a little bit of a difference, but not that much of a difference. I don't think Russell Wilson is going to be that much better. I think Sean Payton will win in Denver, but I don't think it's this year. I think you're going to see a better organization, but I still think they're a little bit away from where they need to be. I don't think, obviously, Russell's going to be the guy for the future. The running back there, hopefully he'll be back. I can't remember what was his last name. Was it Williams? He had the knee injury. I had him in the Javonte. Yeah, I had him drafted him high in one of my fantasy leagues, and he got ripped his knee, of course.
They say he's healthy.
I hope so. That'll be interesting. I think Jerry Jeudy's been a little, I won't say a bust. That's not, but I just think he's been kind of an average receiver. I've expected a little bit more from him. They still have Sutton though, don't they? And I just think they're kind of they're okay. They're just not any big name guys. And then I see the Raiders at 7 and what is that, 10? I think Garoppolo will make them better, but unfortunately I think he's going to miss some time. I couldn't even tell you who's their backup, because he's going to play. I saw him the other day, and I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's the rookie from Purdue.
Yes,
Josh Jacobs, O'Connell, or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't think Josh Jacobs he's still holding out. That's a problem. And I think Josh McDaniels. I want Josh McDaniels to be successful, but he just has not proven to be that guy yet. But I do think they've done better on the quarterback. If Garoppolo stays healthy all year, it's a 9-10 win team.
For the AFC South, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars winning the division at 13-4.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Come on.
Pretty big jump there. They don't have like a super easy. I mean, again, I know they have 5-6 automatic wins in the division, but other than that, they got some good matchups. And then I have in second place tied between Colts and Titans at 6-11 apiece. Tennessee's, they're nothing to be excited about now or for your future. And then Indianapolis, they're just still too young at the quarterback position. But I do think they win some more games than they did last year, if I'm not mistaken. Then I got the Houston Texans. It was hard for me to even toss them this many wins, but at 5-12.
I also had the Jaguars at 13-4. I think we mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but I've been on the Trevor train since rookie year. I think I was the only one. I think Dad was a fan, but I was the only one hyping him up this much.
He had his doubts.
Yeah, I mean, as everybody, you know. Then I had the Tennessee Titans at 9-8. I think that's their absolute best, and I had to put the win somewhere between this division. And then the Colts at 6-10-1, tying with the Texans at 5-10-1. I think they have a tie game somewhere.
All right, I guess I'm up. I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence going 12-5, winning the division. And then I got Kellen's team, the Colts, going 7-10. I believe in Anthony Richardson. I think they're going to do pretty solid this year. Nothing special, but show some hope for the future at 7-10. The Tennessee Titans going, 6-11. I think Ryan Tannehill sucks. I actually think we'll see Will Levis play towards the end of the season. So they're going to go 6-11, and then I have the Houston Texans going 5-10-1 with a tie.
I got the Jaguars winning the division at 11-6. Nothing to be proud of. It's one of the worst in the NFL. I have the Colts at 8-9. I too believe in Richardson. Imagine if you took the body of Jalen Hurts, the legs of Justin Fields, the durability of Josh Allen, and the arm of Patrick Mahomes. That's what you get with Anthony Richardson. He's the next big thing. He's going to do solid. He's a steal in that rookie class. They brought in what's his name from Philadelphia, who helped build Jalen Hurts up, and I think no, the offensive coordinator. And yeah, Minshew,
Minshew's not there.
I think he's gonna do some great things.
Where's Minshew at?
He's at Indianapolis.
Is he? Yeah.
I think he just needs a few more weapons. So the way we're gonna do that is apparently we're trading Jonathan Taylor. And we're going to have some good draft picks. We're going to grab Marvin Harrison Jr. next year, and it's our league after that. Then I have the Titans at 6-11. They're on their way down. Will Levis is going to be starting halfway through the season, and that will make him the oldest starting quarterback in this division, like I've said on at least one podcast a week for the last 6 weeks. And then Texans at 4-13. I want to see C.J. Stroud do well, but again, it's just like Bryce Young. He's on one of the worst teams. It's going to take a little bit to build it up, but I think he's going to be okay. Just got to get his confidence up there. But right now, they're not great.
Fantastic job, Kellen. Fantastic job. But I will tell you, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars 11-6. I think that what's amazing is that we're actually talking about the Jaguars winning this division, if you think a couple years back. But they built, especially when Urban Meyer's terrible job that he did. But just showing what a good coach Peterson is, and I think he's building a good team. He's got Calvin Ridley this year. I think that's going to be a guy that a lot of people, I don't want to say forgot about, but we're going to see this guy, and he's going to be a stud with Trevor Lawrence. Excited to see that. Who's the running back? Is it NTN still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think hopefully he'll have a breakout season. But it's all Trevor Lawrence or bust. I think they're going to be a good team. I have the Tennessee Titans at 9-8. You're going to see this team start kind of falling apart a little bit, unfortunately. Tannehill will be the starting quarterback at the beginning of the year. I don't think he'll finish the year. I think, to your point, it'll be Levis or whatever the kid who played last year. I don't know which one, but it'll be one of those guys playing. Malik Willis, yeah. Derrick Henry you'll start seeing some of the tire tread on Derrick Henry come off this year, I believe, unfortunately. The only reason I have him at 9-8 is because of Mike Vrabel, the head coach. I think he's a fantastic coach. I unfortunately hope he doesn't lose his job, but I think he's a tough coach. He's a tough-minded coach. And I think this guy knows how to coach's team up. Unfortunately, I don't think they'll be I think they're still gonna have to get younger. I think a little bit old in some spots. I have the Colts at 6-11. I think, to your guys's point, I think Richardson's gonna be a stud of the future. I really do. He's either, like I said, was it last week or the week before his podcast, he's either going to be a really good top 10 quarterback, or he's gonna be out of the league in about 3 or 4 years. Because he's not going to be, but I think I believe in the guy. I think he's it. I think Jonathan Taylor gets traded. I think he gets traded to the Miami Dolphins. That's my thoughts. I think they're going to have to, but they're going to be able to get a first round draft pick for him. And I think they're going to be able to build off of that. I think that's going to be fantastic. I have Houston at 5-12. That may be a little bit of a stretch, but I think they won 3 games last year. They stunk. So I think they're going to be 5-12. I'm not biggest fan of CJ Stroud. I'll tell you who I'm a fan of. Is the coach. Is it DeMarco Ryans? Is that how you say his name?
D'Amico
Ryans. I love that guy. I think he's got so much passion. He's the Dan Campbell of the AFC, but I think he's going to be really, really good. And who's the kid, the defensive player they took in the draft?
Will Anderson.
Yeah, Will Anderson. Rookie of the year for the AFC, for the defensive side, is going to be Will Anderson. That is my prediction for the AFC South.
Moving on to AFC North, I have the Cincinnati Bengals winning that division at 13-4. On their end, I was kind of surprised. I feel like they have a generally easier schedule than most of the others' previous division winners, but got them winning at 13-4. Then I have Baltimore Ravens coming in at second at 11-6. And then I have the Pittsburgh Steelers just missing out on Mike Tomlin continuing that streak he has. I have them at 8-9. And then I have the Cleveland Browns at 7-10. losing the division.
I got the Bengals also at 12 and 5. I got the Cleveland Browns second place, making the playoffs 11 and 6. I think first couple weeks might be shaky, but man, I think we see the reason they traded such a big haul for Deshaun Watson as he becomes, excluding this first, I'm going to say 3 weeks, an MVP caliber player from week four and so on. Then I have the Baltimore Ravens at 9 and 8, which sounds a bit rough, but the only difference between what Gary said is that I think the Browns are going to beat them in those games, I assume. And I have the Pittsburgh Steelers at 7 and 10.
I'm going to continue. It's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals at 13 and 4, winning the division. And then I got the Baltimore Ravens going 11 and 6. I think Lamar is going to have a good year, coming back from that disappointing year with injuries and all that. And I think they drafted a really good young wide receiver in Zay Flowers that's going to make an immediate impact with them. And then I got the Cleveland Browns at 9 and 8. I do think Deshaun Watson is going to come back to his old self later on in the season and make a late push for the playoffs. And then I have the Steelers going 8 and 9, pushing that, you know, 500, you know, above 500, under 500, just because Mike Tomlin's a really good coach. I believe he can get him close to that 500 mark.
I got the Bengals winning the division at 12 and 5, but I also have the Ravens at 12 and 5. I think Lamar is going to do great things. This is some of the best offensive weapons he's had in a while, so I think he's gonna do some wonderful things. I have the Browns at 8 and 9. The Steelers at 4 and 13. I just think they've lost a lot. I don't believe in Kenny Pickett. Their time's up.
I wanted to have him that low. It's literally just because, like Dio said, Mike Tomlin, through his whole career or whatever, like being at 500 or better.
I just couldn't find a lot of games that I wanted another team to lose. Like, it was hard to pick them to win. But well, I did the same thing last year.
Yeah, I agree. Diego's just so enamored by my what I'm getting ready to say. He's going to go dress up for my picks here. I will tell you, I have the Cincinnati Bengals at 12 and 5. I really like, obviously, this team, Burrow, Chase, Joe Mixon. I'm curious to see, you know, I know P. Ryan wasn't like just a big time cog in that team, but losing him, that'll hurt the running game just a hair. I think they're still trying to shore up that offensive line. So I'm not 100% sold on the offensive line. But I do believe in Joe Burrow. I have Baltimore at 10 and 7. I think Lamar's getting paid now, so it can go one of two ways. He's going to want to prove a lot of doubters wrong since he got paid a big paycheck, or he's got his money and he's going to kind of like take it a little bit easier. I don't want to say easier, but not like if he gets hurt, he doesn't want to, you know, play of some sorts because he's already getting paid. That's a very interesting team because I still think Harbaugh is a very good coach. And I'm anxious to see how Odell Beckham Jr. does with the Baltimore Ravens. I think Mark Andrews is fantastic. I have Cleveland at 10 and 7. I think they've got arguably, again, one of the one to two best offensive lines. I think, to Gannon's point, I think Deshaun Watson's going to have a little bit of a couple – two or three weeks to still kind of get some of that rust off, but I think they're going to, they've got Nick Chubb in the backfield. I think they are going to lose or not lose. They're going to miss Kareem Hunt. He's still a free agent. They could re-sign him. I don't know. We'll see. But the defense is pretty solid as well. The only reason they're going to be 10 and 7, they could be a little bit better, but I mean, that's a tough division. You're talking about Baltimore and Cincinnati and Pittsburgh as well. Pittsburgh is going to be 9 and 8. Mike Tomlin doesn't go below 500 again. And I am a big believer in Kenny Pickett. I think he'll have a good season. I think he's another year away from entering like around the top, you know, 15 top quarterbacks in the league. TJ Watt, all the little, what is it? Najee Harris, Maybe he's been a little bit of a disappointment, but we'll see. What's the kid from Pickens? I really like Pickens.
George Pickens.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him as well. I think that's definitely one of the toughest divisions in football. And that is my picks for the AFC North.
Moving on to the East, I have the New York Jets winning that division at 11-6. Probably also one of the more better all-around teams in the NFL. And then I have the Buffalo Bills in second at 10-7. I got Miami at 9-8. And then I have the Patriots losing at 6-11.
I have both Buffalo and the Jets at 11-6. I have Buffalo taking the tiebreaker, giving them the division. I have Miami at 10-7 and New England at 8-9, which off the top of my head, I think is probably what I ranked as the winningest division in the NFL.
I'm going to go with Gary and say that the New York Jets are going to win the AFC East. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to just add to that team. They already have good defense and they already had some nice offensive weapons. And I believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to put them over the top. I got the Bills at 11-6 coming in second. The Dolphins coming in third at 9-8. I don't think Tua's going to make it all year, and I don't know if he's going to play NFL or football for the rest of his life after that. So, and then I got the Patriots with a really disappointing season at 4-13.
I got the Bills winning at 13-4, Jets following at 12-5. I think Tua stays healthy, but they're 10-7, and you know the Patriots 6-11. They're okay, but they are in a really good division. Somebody's got to lose, and I just don't think Patriots are that great. I don't think they got anything standout.
I have Buffalo Bills at 11-6. I think this is going to be possibly the last time you're going to see them win this division for, for a little bit, because I think some of these teams are going to be getting better. I have a feeling that their head coach loses his job. Was it McDermott? Sean McDermott? I think he'll may lose his job after this year. Unfortunately, I think he's a good coach. I just don't think they can get over the hump. I think Josh Allen, I love Josh Allen. We talked about it earlier. I think we've talked about it before. I think he's the Phillip Rivers of this generation. Unfortunately, I think he's going to get a lot of stats and he's not going to win the big game. Unfortunately, I hope he does. That's just my opinion. I have the Jets at 10-7 and Miami at 10-7. I have both of them, you'll see here shortly, making the playoffs. The concern I have with the Jets is that offensive line. If they don't shore up that offensive line, they're going to have a trouble. They've got weapons. They've got Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook. You know, he's got the kid from Ohio State. Is that where he's from?
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson. He's got the Lazards. He's got the Cobbs, the guys that he kind of already knows a little bit about.
Got Sauce on defense.
Oh, Sauce is my – oh, my gosh, I love
Sauce.
He's
the guy, man.
Love that guy. I'm not kidding either. I think they're going to be very good defensively. I think Aaron Rodgers helps elevate that team. I think he's motivated. If they can shore up that offensive line, which I'm sure they will, they'll get better. But I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle maybe early on. They've got to play Buffalo first and then Dallas second. I have a feeling they'll be 1-1. I think they'll beat the Dallas Cowboys. But that's kind of what my thoughts are there. And I have Miami at 10-7 as well. If Tua plays 12 games, 10-7, if he doesn't play more than 12 games, I think they could be 8-win team, possibly, maybe. I don't know. Because their backup, I think, is it Mike White? Is that who their backup is? So he's going to be playing quite a bit, unfortunately. If they get Jonathan Taylor in the trade, I don't think that's going to matter a whole lot. Jalen Ramsey is hurt for a little bit because he hurt himself, his knee. But I do think I love their coach. I love McDaniel. I think he's a really good NFL coach. I think it's fun to watch. I think they start when it last year they kind of started rolling, and then they kind of went through this like middle part of the year where they lost a bunch, and we'll see how that goes. And I still have New England at 9-8. I think Bill Belichick, I think having Bill O'Brien back, he'll be the offensive coordinator this year. I think he'll make Mac Jones better. I was getting ready to say Mac Brown, but Mac Jones, I think he'll make him better. I think Stevenson is a really good NFL running back. If they would quit doing this, hey, this guy's going to play this week, I think if they let Stevenson play, I think he could be a 1,300-yard rusher and score multiple touchdowns. I think Zeke will get the ball towards the goal line. I think they're going to be a decent team. But to Gannon's point, I think this is, again, one of the better divisions in football, but I do still think I think Buffalo Bills will come out on top.
Moving on to the playoffs. I got Cincinnati at one seed, so they get the bye. I have Jaguars with the number two seed playing Miami. I have Jacksonville beating them there. I think they win at the quarterback position, and I think they win at the, I guess you could say, just offensive talent, even with Tyreek Hill and with Jalen Waddle. I think they have the better offensive line. And then Chiefs versus Bills, 3-6. I have Patrick Mahomes beating Josh Allen again in the playoffs, and it's going to bring up a lot of questions about Josh Allen and his future there and just, you know, in general. So, Patrick Mahomes besting him again, and then I have Jets versus Ravens. I have the Jets probably dominating the Ravens. I don't think the Ravens are anything super, super special, and I think the Jets are, like I said earlier, one of the best well-built teams all around. Then I have Jaguars against the Chiefs. This is in Jacksonville. I think Trevor Lawrence gets the best of Patrick Mahomes, and I think we see a change in the conference on one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And again, conference, I think Trevor Lawrence just outplays Mahomes, and that's why they win. It's not because who's better coach, you know, defense, offense, whatever. I think Trevor Lawrence just plays a much better game than Patrick Mahomes. Then I have the Jets versus the Bengals. Two of, honestly, probably going to be the most exciting offenses and just teams in general this year. And I have Joe Burrow, you know, pulling it out against the Jets, which brings Bengals versus Jaguars. I think that would be a fascinating matchup in the playoffs this year. And I think Trevor Lawrence's year is close, but it's not quite. And I think Joe Burrow wins it, bringing, for me, Philadelphia versus the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl, which is what I predicted last year. I came very close to it, but
is that a rematch?
I don't think any of us saw the Eagles coming. So that was still a solid pick there.
Is that a rematch between Jalen and Joe?
No. Well, they haven't played.
From the college football playoffs? Or was that?
Yeah.
Got smoked.
Well, a little bit more fair this time.
Yeah. That's a race from my memory.
Actually, last year I was going to mention, it's funny, if you listen to last year's episode, all four of us are just like, all over the Bills. Like, we're just like, man, I almost had them undefeated. Like, I got a like crazy record. Like, just smoking.
If you look at how their season ended the year before,
no, you're like, right. I agree.
Hey, we were just like, man, like, they're dominating.
They were one flip away from beating the Chiefs in the playoffs.
They score with what, 17 seconds left or something like that? I mean, like,
they were literally a coin flip away.
Yeah,
from winning that game. So like, they just looked so good.
Mahomes just finds the way to win those games, you know.
Mahomes magic.
Starting with Mahomes magic, I have them beating the Jets 2-7. Is that matchup? I have them beating them at home, and then I have the Cleveland Browns upsetting the Bengals in Cincinnati. I think it's going to be a hilarious matchup, you know. I think I'll be texting about it a lot because
that would be great.
I don't dislike Cincinnati. I just dislike certain ways the fans and Kellen and Gary really just grind my gears about how much they love them, we'll say.
Football in Ohio.
You can't deny greatness, okay?
You guys do it every week with Patrick Mahomes. But
we say he's good.
I'll
we
go Buffalo Bills beating the Chargers at home. And this brings up Jacksonville versus Buffalo, where I have Jacksonville beating them. Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Browns. I have Kansas City winning. And then that makes the matchup the Jaguars versus the Chiefs, which is what Gary had in the divisional. But I would love to pick Jacksonville. I picked the fun prediction in the NFC that we uploaded on Monday. But listen, whenever the Chiefs prove me wrong about them winning, like whenever they start losing those games that I predict them to win, I don't know if I said that right. I'll open my mind up, but until then, I just can't side against the Chiefs.
There's one person Gannon loves more than Trevor Lawrence. It's Patty Holmes.
It's true. That is a fair point. It's like my two, like, I loved Lawrence and Mahomes both.
How can you like that guy?
Until they start losing those big games, I got to go with them. But I have Kansas City then beating the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes begins to start entering some interesting conversations, and people are like, hold on, he may not slow down like we predicted him to 4 years ago or 2 years ago. But those big conversations after the Super Bowl, I don't really know what'll happen, but I know what'll happen up until then.
So should I say who won the Super Bowl in mind, or
go for it? I thought you did. Did you not? Oh yeah, you didn't, did you?
No, I did not. Yeah, I got Cincinnati winning it.
Really?
I thought you mentioned that. I thought you said that. My fault.
No, I got Cincinnati beating Philadelphia. I think it comes down to just kind of the same as what I said earlier. Kansas City and Jacksonville, I think Burrow just outplays Hurts. I do think they have too much talent on the offensive side for the defense to compete. And I think, to Gannon's note, I think we start having different conversations on who's best quarterback in the NFL right now. And I think you're going to see a lot of people hopping on that Joe Burrow train, and I think they're a little too late for it because it's gone. And I can tell you right now,
the train has left the station.
For it.
And we invited Diego. He begged, and we said, yeah, you know, all right. But
you
don't know much, but you know that Burrow's better.
I believe him, bro. Joe Burr.
Anyways, yeah, I got Joe Burrow winning number one of many to come.
Hey, and
I think this is the last year we see Philly in the Super Bowl for quite a while.
Wow.
Interesting.
Should have stopped while you were ahead there, Gary.
Yeah, I was like, I'll believe when I see it, but then that one's like, I will see those.
Exactly. Diego?
All right. I got the Cincinnati Bengals with my boy Joe Burr. With the bye, this is a one seed, and then I have the Jacksonville Jaguars as the two seed playing the seven seed Cleveland Browns. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars take care of business there. Then I have the New York Jets, the three seed playing the Baltimore Ravens. Again, I think the Jets are just all around a better team than the Baltimore Ravens. I think they win that game as well. And then I have the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Buffalo Bills, the 4-5 matchup. Once again, Patrick Mahomes shows everybody why he's better than Josh Allen. The Chiefs win that game. And then I have the Jets versus the Jaguars in the divisional. The Jaguars beat the New York Jets. Trevor Lawrence takes them to the AFC Championship for the first time since Blake Bortles did against the New England Patriots back in the good old days. And then I have the matchup of the best quarterbacks in the league, Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes. But, in my opinion, the best quarterback in the NFL, Joe Burr, wins that matchup because he's proven to beat Patrick Mahomes. He has a better record against him. So the Bengals versus the Jaguars in the AFC Championship game, I have Joe Burr once again dominating in the playoffs, making it to the Super Bowl against me and Todd and Gary's Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl. And no, I'm not going to pick the Dallas Cowboys the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow is too much for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. We make it short. The Cincinnati Bengals win, and Joe Burrow is now considered the best quarterback in the NFL after winning the Super Bowl.
The emotions that I have felt of you hyping us up for the Cowboys,
golly,
for 18 weeks through the playoffs to the Super Bowl is the exact same way Gary and Dad will feel if that actually plays out.
He ripped the rug right out from under us.
Oh, it's going to be
awful. You had me believing.
It's going to be awful, but it's Joe Burrow's too much, you know?
Hit me where it hurts, man.
It hurts. It hurt me to say it.
Well, I got the Chiefs at the number one seed, regretfully. Then I have the Bills, the number two Bills matching up with the Chargers. The Chargers snuck their way in there. Here's where it gets interesting. The Chargers, they don't belong here, but they beat the Bills. Bills lose their coach. They lose Diggs. The Buffalo begins to turn. Is Josh Allen the guy? I love Josh Allen. Do not get me wrong. But they begin to turn. They begin to question. And it's we see Buffalo unravel. Following that up, I have the Bengals versus the Jets. This is where it gets interesting. I think the Jets pulled this one off. I love Joe Burrow. He's the greatest quarterback in the NFL. I want him to be. But I think Aaron Rodgers has a great team, a great young, energetic team around him. Usually you see those young teams make it to the playoffs. They don't pull it off. But they have an experienced playoff loser with them. He's ready to take them to the second round. Aaron Rodgers beats Joe Burrow. And that brings me to the Jaguars versus the Ravens. I think it's a good game. It's a fun game. It's an exciting game, but the Ravens pull it off, and the Ravens smack the Jaguars. Which then brings me to the Chargers versus the Jets. Who would have thought? Not me. But, you know, the Chargers were lucky to be here. They were lucky. We didn't see it coming. They didn't see it coming, and the Jets destroy them. Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's beginning to think, is he the best quarterback in the AFC? What has he been doing over there in the NFC getting beat up with nobody over there? We don't know. And that brings us to the Chiefs versus the Ravens. And I think Lamar Jackson earns every bit of that contract. He proves that, hey, look, Patrick Mahomes just doesn't have the help. He has one player on his team. It's Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce versus the world. And the refs. They got the refs on their side, but the refs can only take you so far before the fans start demanding answers. And we see the Ravens beat up on the Chiefs.
Part of me
doesn't see that realistic, but it's like Gannon said with the Eagles. I didn't want to choose the same thing. I had to switch it up a little bit, so I did it on this side. I want to see the Ravens beat the Chiefs. Which then brings you to the Ravens versus the Jets. I don't know where this came from. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody thought either of these teams would make it this far. And the Ravens make it to the Super Bowl versus the Eagles. And that's where we see the Eagles win 41-17 and destroy. That defense just shuts Lamar down. Jalen Hurts lights that defense up. Eagles, Super Bowl champions.
Very interesting. Wow. Very interesting. That's good, though. That's good. Well, I will tell you, Kansas City will have the first round. We'll have the bye. Jacksonville will beat the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo will beat Baltimore. And Cincinnati will beat the New York Jets. It's kind of how it's going to go down. Then that means Buffalo goes to Kansas City. Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, a guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes will beat the Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. And to your point, it's unfortunate, but I think they're going to like implode at that point. Diggs will be gone. I believe McDermott will be gone. Josh Allen will stay because Josh Allen can be there for years, but they're going to have to revamp. Next year, they'll get him an offensive coordinator for a head coach, but they're still going to kind of take a little bit of dip down because McDermott is a taskmaster, very good, but he just couldn't win the big game. Then it goes down to the Jacksonville Jaguars again, playing at Cincinnati. Burrow, they're already, I mean, we're getting ready to get see another Burrow Mahomes matchup, but Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati. And that's going to, everybody's going to be like, what happened? I thought it was going to be Burrow and Mahomes. Well, it's not going to happen. It's going to be my man, God, I mean his name, but Trevor Lawrence. My man, I mean, he's got me just so mystified that I just can't even talk right now against Mahomes. And it's going to be a fantastic game. Jacksonville is going to have the lead going with about 5 minutes left. Then they're getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. But then Mr. Mahomes does his magic. He pulls it out. And the Kansas City Chiefs will play again against San Francisco 49ers for the Super Bowl. And the thing about this Super Bowl is it's going to be pretty much like the last Super Bowl they played each other. And the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win once again. Andy Reid's going to have his third title in what? Would that be 4 or 5 years? Three and five? And Mahomes, yeah, because they lost one of those. Mahomes, three Super Bowl wins. Fantastic. And everybody's going to be going nuts. And again, like, is he one of the greatest of all time? He can't be with some of the other guys, but he still definitely will be thought of as one of the best of all time because he's got some other Super Bowls to win as well. But I will also tell you that I'm never right on the Super Bowl. So, but I did pick Kansas City.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I'm telling you there's a chance because I don't know. In the years of my boys and I, not that the podcast piece of it, but we've been picking winners every year. I don't think I've ever won the Super Bowl piece of it. I think I get a lot of other things correct, but it's too difficult. I do think Andy Reid's an incredible coach, but we shall see. That'll be fun. That'll be interesting to see. I'm excited for it. But Kansas City, San Francisco, NFC just stinks this year. You got the two, three teams, and then everybody else is just kind of garbage. I think we're going to go see. It'll be interesting to see who gets the first round draft pick, where Caleb Williams winds up. Is Caleb Williams going to be the odds on number one pick? Who knows? Somebody else may jump up this year. The kid from North Carolina. It could be another defensive player. It could be Marvin Harrison Jr. Who knows? It all depends on where these guys go. It's not even guaranteed Caleb Williams is coming back. Caleb may say, you know what? Or leaving. Caleb may say, I want to go play in the Big Ten and see how that plays out. I doubt it, but you never know. But I will tell you, Lincoln Riley will be coaching the Dallas Cowboys in 2024. Mark my words.
As long as he gets to the Super Bowl, I don't care.
What else?
I would say those are interesting Super Bowl matchups we all picked. I think it was pretty nice.
They were all different too, right?
Yeah, Gannon picked, I think, the same one, didn't we, Gannon? Yeah. We picked the same one until somebody can prove the Chiefs wrong. Because I picked the Chargers to win that division last year. So until they can be proven wrong, I gotta go on the bandwagon. If I were picking like an off team to go, like, I don't – Jacksonville, watch out. You never know. Yeah. Watch Jacksonville. That'd be kind of like a – I'm not saying that's who I would think would win if it wasn't the Chiefs. I'm saying that's a dark horse that some people may not be thinking of. Like Garrett thought of
– Yeah.
I didn't think Philadelphia was going to go to the Super Bowl last year. I really didn't.
Well, let me tell you a secret. Sorry.
What do you got?
I was going to say he backed up the take last year and, like, he had a logical standpoint.
No, he did.
Worked out perfectly. Anyway,
Gary got that take from me. So,
that is not even close. That makes sense. Then.
Hey, yeah, so he's always been the kind of guy that steals his takes. He gets all his Oklahoma,
the two-time
from Kelly. He gets his NFL news from Diego.
Two-time defending champion of the fantasy football, the keeper league, right there.
I am a good fantasy football general.
Kellen
manager.
Is too. Better than Gary.
Probably the greatest free agent master of all time. You know, it just keeper league gets a little rough whenever you're forced to keep players. And your best players are, you know, Matt Stafford, Kamara, and Kittle, who all played a combined like 2.5 games last year. So it was a little rough.
Can I give a shout out to somebody on this
podcast?
Of course. I would love to shout out my my assistant coach that coaches high school football with me, and also a Emin police officer who is a new fan of the Fox Den Sports. That is Officer Parks. I know him as Coach Parks. Shout out to Logan Parks. Hey man, it's been an honor working with you on the football staff. We're gonna have a great year.
What a good coach.
Now, is he your assistant, or are you, is he an assistant with you?
The assistant.
Assistant with me.
Oh, okay.
English is hard for me sometimes, Gary.
Well, you know, it's okay. We understand, but
thank you.
And again, I know, Gannon, this is your last podcast for till right around Christmas time, football season. There'll be you and I figured it up. There'll be some good games coming up that towards the end.
There was one
that we were like, wow, that's going to be a good one. Was it Philadelphia and Chiefs, maybe? Do you remember?
It was either that or like the Jets and Buffalo in Buffalo.
Yeah, something we were looking at, and he would be back in time. But Gannon will be out in Europe. He's going to go to 14 different countries. Am I correct on that?
I think so.
And check and see if you can go and see one of those Europe NFL Sorry. Games.
Ooh.
Oh, that's just a good idea, Gary.
And is there multiple that you made it sound like? I have no idea.
There's like five or six.
Yeah, there's one in London, one in Germany.
That's the greatest idea Gary has ever had.
Hey, Gary, thank you. We'll figure it out.
I'm anxious to see if you go to one of those soccer games, if you're able to go
to
one of those
that will be awesome.
Chance that I'm on.
Whatever you do, wear the home team jersey because.
Yes. Yes.
I can't even imagine going to one of those games.
Whatever you do,
take
pictures of the food.
If I'm like at all on any episode before I get back, it's got to be soccer related just to fit the culture, you know?
Sure.
So
you're going to be a different man.
He is. His hair is going to be different. He's probably going to have a big old mustache and beard.
Yeah. You should record everything. You should give us like sports takes, and we'll have just a big like compilation of all this like a little special edition, just a Gannon podcast.
Yeah,
what? He's gonna be married.
Yeah.
Oh,
what you need to do is put on our Fox Den Sports Instagram page a few pictures, not a ton, but some pictures, some good pictures of where you're gonna be. You know what I mean? That'd be kind of cool. So because all the thousands of fans that we have,
yeah,
would love to hear that. I think I actually got a couple emails about that this week.
Oh, right.
Excited about that. Diego, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining the Fox Den Sports Podcast once again. I love the fact that you got a lot of good takes. I can't wait to show you how wrong you are a majority of the time. So fun, man. So fun. Can't wait
for the Cowboys to win, man.
Hey, if they win it, I give it up to you. And then Garrett will take us three, you, me, and him, out for steak dinners, and Garrett will pay.
Yeah, on Gary. Woo!
Can't wait, Gary. Well, Gannon, you got any parting words until December?
Just join the skulk, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I just want to remind everybody that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
And remember to join the skulk.
Until next time, Gannon, Diego, both of you, take it away.
Good. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Boomer.
Sooner.
You've been listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast with Todd, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. Find us on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. That's Fox with two X's. Drop us an email at foxdensports@yahoo.com. And be sure to share this podcast with other sports fans in your life. This has been Fox Den Sports.